98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Large cranes are right now moving into Baltimore Harbor to begin the long process of removing the wreck of the Key Bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore saying on Thursday this stage of the cleanup will be paid for by the federal government.
We submitted an initial $60 million request to the Biden-Harris administration for initial mobilization, operations, and debris recovery efforts. And I can report that as of this afternoon, the Biden-Harris administration has approved that request.
Big fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall last night for President Biden. Former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama were also there. Former President Donald Trump on Long Island at the wake for a slain New York City police officer. Today, marking exactly 1 year behind bars for Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, arrested in Russia for the spying, a charge his company, the Wall Street Journal, and the U.S. government strongly refute. This is ABC News. Eight prison officers are among the 146 arrested for raids after an alleged network bringing contraband into Georgia prisons was uncovered.
It's the largest criminal operation of its kind in Georgia history, say state prisons investigators, including Greg Phillips.
We stopped roughly 170 prison drops.
And?
We did electronic interceptions on Mr. Robert Schwartz, his business here at Thunder Drones, and inmates and associates of inmates.
Schwartz, one of those charged.
Most of our business is consumer business.
State officials say 87 drones, loads of meth, ecstasy, plus hundreds of cell phones and 22 weapons were seized. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And starting Monday, fast food workers in California will begin earning at least $20 an hour, $4 above the state's minimum wage. A new law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom last year applies to corporate and franchise-owned restaurants with at least 60 locations nationwide. McDonald's, Starbucks, Chipotle, and other chains say they will raise prices in response to the law. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Four people are dead in Rockford, Illinois, and seven others are badly injured. A man is in jail facing charges of stabbing them all yesterday afternoon. Reporter Liz Nagy is in Rockford.
Neighbors are bewildered and rattled by this deadly afternoon.
Unbelievable. Sad.
Investigators are trying to piece together a fast-moving rampage they say was at the hands of a single man.
Wisconsin should be a safer place for judges now that Governor Evers has signed 29 bipartisan crime bills into law. Three of them are in response to 143 violent threats against Wisconsin judges in the past year. A retired judge was shot and killed in New Lisbon 2 years ago by a man he had once sentenced to prison. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Hop on into the Park Falls Library on Friday, March 29th for a visit with everyone's favorite carrot muncher, the Easter Bunny. The bunny will be available for pictures from 9:30 to 11 a.m. in their fabulous auditorium, and kids can also enjoy a short story time starting at around 10:15. You won't want to miss this excellent opportunity for some springtime fun. Again, that is Friday, March 29th at the Park Falls Public Library, where knowledge is free. Just bring your own container.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose in the Big Easy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pelicans in New Orleans, the final 107-100. Milwaukee now losing two in a row after that double overtime loss to the Lakers at home Tuesday night. Forward Malik Beasley had a good night, connecting 6 3-pointers and still losing the game.
That's why I felt like we lost the game. Just kept running down and running back because of turnovers. And I feel like the majority of our losses have come from us. There's been too many times where I'm like, damn, they just beat our ass. We just got to continue to keep learning from each other. I don't think people realize, you know, this is only Chris's third game back with everybody, so we're still trying to figure rhythm. He's doing an amazing job. You know, he's my vet, talking to me all the time. And we all just got to find that rhythm and figure out how we can, you know, get ready for playoffs. Yeah, around this time is where you start building momentum and figuring out the rotation and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We're in the midst of a frigid night out there with partly cloudy skies, upper single digits by sunrise, light winds. On Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs in the mid-40s. We will have a chance of rain and some snow Friday night. Any accumulation, well under an inch. It's 18 at our studios.
There's a whole lot more brand new country. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. Why do I have the only woman who believed in me religiously?
Always first with new music.
98 Q Country.
And it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98 Q Country.
That's all.
is boiling. I can cover you and me and everyone you bring. Come on.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got backers, we got thirsty hitchhikers. Girls next door dress up like movie stars.
98QCountry.com.
I couldn't make you jealous if I tried. You couldn't care less if I stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes, 'cause the truth is I don't even care if you're lying. We don't care enough to even hate.
Heaven knows that I ain't perfect. I raise a little cane, and I plan to raise a whole lot more before I hear those angels sing. Gonna get right with the Lord, but they'll be here to pay. But I ain't in no hurry, ain't in no hurry. Be a fool now to worry about all those things I can't change. And the time today.
There they are, the Zac Brown Band, and making all English teachers cringe, Ain't in No Hurry at 98Q Country. Country hits of today and some of the classics, and Zac Brown Band is going to make us feel old when I say that Zac Brown Band's songs are almost classics now, too. I know. 10 above is what we're waking up to here in the city of Park Falls. It is going to turn around rather quickly, though. We're going to see temperatures hit the mid-40s by lunchtime today, and should be quite a bit of sunshine. And this could be it for some cool overnights. Looks like temperatures will probably be staying above 20 for the next 3 or 4 days, and then 30s overnight lows. And we've got spring returning this weekend, and definitely when we get into next week. But right now, not so much. 10 above. But again, things will turn around pretty quickly here, so just hang in there a couple hours. We'll get our keyword of the morning, our last text to win here of our Ride into Spring giveaway. And we'll have that keyword at 7, 10, 1, and 3 today. Lots of winners from around our area of the Chula Vista Resorts through our Civic Media statewide giveaway. So that was nice to see, nice to hear, nice to see it on social media. Brewers are going to do it for real today. They were going to play yesterday, but that didn't work out with the rain in New York. And I was going to look earlier to see what the forecast in New York was for today. I did not. So let's see here. Today they're predicting 57 degrees with times of clouds and sun. Should be a beautiful day in New York for the Mets and the Brewers. 11:35 our pregame, 12:10 first pitch. We'll get her going for real here today. Let's get you some news and sports here on the morning show.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Large cranes are right now moving into Baltimore Harbor to begin the long process of removing the wreck of the Key Bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore saying on Thursday this stage of the cleanup will be paid for by the federal government.
We submitted an initial $60 million request to the Biden-Harris administration for initial mobilization, operations, and debris recovery efforts. And I can report that as of this afternoon, the Biden-Harris administration has approved that request.
Big fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall last night for President Biden. Former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama were also there. Former President Donald Trump on Long Island at the wake for a slain New York City police officer. Today, marking exactly 1 year behind bars for Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, arrested in Russia for the spying, a charge his company, the Wall Street Journal, and the U.S. government strongly refute. This is ABC News. 8 prison officers are among the 146 arrested for raids after an alleged network bringing contraband into Georgia prisons was uncovered.
It's the largest criminal operation of its kind in Georgia history, say state prisons investigators, including Greg Phillips.
We stopped roughly 170 prison drops.
And?
We did electronic interceptions on Mr. Robert Schwartz, his business here at Thunder Drones, and inmates and associates of inmates.
Schwartz, one of those charged.
Most of our business is consumer business.
State officials say 87 drones, loads of meth, ecstasy, plus hundreds of cell phones and 22 weapons were seized. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And starting Monday, fast food workers in California will begin earning at least $20 an hour, $4 above the state's minimum wage. A new law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom last year applies to corporate and franchise-owned restaurants with at least 60 locations nationwide. McDonald's, Starbucks, Chipotle, and other chains say they will raise prices in response to the law. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Four people are dead in Rockford, Illinois, and seven others are badly injured. A man is in jail facing charges of stabbing them all yesterday afternoon. Reporter Liz Nagy is in Rockford.
Neighbors are bewildered and rattled by this deadly afternoon.
Unbelievable. Sad.
Investigators are trying to piece together a fast-moving rampage they say was at the hands of a single man.
Wisconsin should be a safer place for judges. Now that Governor Evers has signed 29 bipartisan crime bills into law. Three of them are in response to 143 violent threats against Wisconsin judges in the past year. A retired judge was shot and killed in New Lisbon 2 years ago by a man he had once sentenced to prison. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, April 6th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Phillips VFW, it's the Phillips Moose Lodge Bingo. The current progressive jackpot starts at over $1,180, and proceeds are used to support area community projects and events. For more information, you can find them on Facebook at Moose2661. Once again, that is Saturday, April 6th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Phillips VFW.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose in the Big Easy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Pelicans, 107-100. New Orleans led by as much as 18 and played a very physical kind of game. The Bucks' Malik Beasley had 6 three-pointers, but it wasn't enough.
I don't know, it was a tough game, so it doesn't really matter if we lose. I like winning. I'd rather hit 1-3 and hit whatever I hit and win. So it's frustrating, but, you know, we'll finish the season off right.
They play the Hawks in Atlanta tomorrow night. College basketball, the Badgers women's team with a decisive win over Illinois State, 86-61. They advance to the Great Eight in the WNIT. Wisconsin's Sanya Copeland leading with 18 points. Baseball, the Brewers open the season in New York against the Mets. Pat Murphy on what he's learned going from being the bench coach to becoming the team's manager.
The game's evolving, and it behooves you to evolve with it. But my eyes have been wide open.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be a little warmer today, partly cloudy, up to 45 this afternoon with wind east at 5 to 15. Clouds will increase by late afternoon with a chance of some freezing rain, and even a little snow overnight tonight. Our low down to 30. Tomorrow, some light snow in the morning. Cloudy all day with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
Brand new country.
We'll get a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry
store. Really cool station. 98Q Country.
This is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the chance, like a jet plane on a clear blue sky. showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. Where it ends.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
Everybody's got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank.
Of 7, we got 641, and we have a nice day ahead of us. It's cool out there this morning. Temperatures kind of lingering right around 10 degrees, and some of you, it may be a while before I get to say this again because warmer weather's coming, so you low outlying people will probably see and probably have single digits, maybe 8 or 9 above in the bogs out there, but we will warm it up really quick. All indications are that the temperatures will get to our 40, 45 degree temp probably by lunchtime today. We have a lot of Easter activities going on, I'm sure, in all the communities all around the Northwoods. A couple of notes I want to throw out there. The Easter event here in Park Falls, scheduled at Hines Park, has been moved indoors to the elementary gym and the cafeteria commons area at the Shawamigan School. That's tomorrow. The Easter Bunny is going to be at the library today. The kids are off of school for Shawamigan, so the Easter Bunny will be there from 9:30 to 11, and we'll have a little story time at 10:15. I'm sure we'll probably have, a treat or two for the kids, I would hope. If they don't, stop by the station. Big G will share his chocolate with you. And then Monday, Cliff the Magic Man will be there. No school on Monday for Shawamigan. Take the kids, take the family down 11 o'clock Monday morning. All of those things we mentioned with the library free. Absolutely free. All right. Yesterday I was just kind of sitting around the house and just kind of looking outside. I wasn't used to being paralyzed by the lack of, by the snow. I mean, usually I was outside and kicking a couple leaves around, blowing leaves or something like that. And it was just one of those days where I just kind of looked around. And then the NCAA games clicked in last night. And I decided this year I was going to go with one team in all the brackets that I had in all the contests. And that was Arizona. So I'm out. I'm done. And for those of you who had North Carolina, you're done too. They got beat last night. UConn looked pretty good. They're moving on. We will update our NCAA bracket standings and find out who has bragging rights today in our contest. We'll do that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
Attention anglers. Vader Sports Center in Phillips, Wisconsin has all the gear you'll need for this upcoming fishing season. From tackle to lures, rods, reels, live bait, and performance apparel to keep you in top fishing form. Check out end of the season savings on remaining Stormy Cromer clothing for the entire family. Find unique metal art along with Deer Creek Angus and Jackson and Louis candies. Also, turkey hunting supplies in stock for the upcoming season. Plus, Vader Sports Center is your DNR licensed agent. Visit us 7 days a week next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's Ribs and Ribeyes every Saturday night starting at 4 p.m. at John Sweemaw Corner Bar and Grill, located at the intersections of 111 and Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for brands like Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many more. Consumers pick them first because they know you want quality equipment, parts, and service work to keep your equipment running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Congratulations, Joel Karnick, on 25 years of broadcasting. From Dr. Glenn at Signature Sign and Graphics, your go-to for customized award products, engraving, apparel, lettering, and signage in Butternut, Wisconsin.
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team. We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield to talk a little bit about maybe that big summer trip you got coming up. Getting that car ready to go, Pete. We got some good promotions to get that car ready, right?
Absolutely. You know, the winter weather didn't show up, but the roads are still the same. So they put wear and tear on your car, but we got some great deals going on right now.
All right. So get that car in there, all kinds of promotions. And you got to get that oil change, a very affordable $39.95 oil change every day, right?
Absolutely. We're home of the $39.95 oil change, plus the promotion right now is you get 15% over $100 on your service ticket.
All right, 15% off anything over $100. And that oil change, Pete, comes with a complete inspection with that, too. So if there is anything rattling or anything, you guys will check that out, right?
Correct.
All right, $39.95 oil change. Great promotions at Wheelway and Fifield. Get your car serviced, ready for the summertime. How can they do that, Pete? Give you a call down there?
Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Wheelway Highway 13, Fifield, just south of Park Falls.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl on Ash Street in Park Falls when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. Find Carl where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
Oh, dear. Joel Karnick has been at 98Q Country Morning Show host for 25 years. Congratulations, Modere Nutrition, located on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Your tasty, healthy alternative to lunch or an afternoon snack.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
It is going to be a little warmer today, partly cloudy, up to 45 this afternoon with wind east at 5 to 15. Clouds will increase by late afternoon with a chance of some freezing rain, and even a little snow overnight tonight. Our low down to 30. Tomorrow, some light snow in the morning. Cloudy all day with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, gave me a kiss, kiss, gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Tritt.
To you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
You're cracking dawn, Monday morning coffee, strong pouring everything you got into a paycheck Friday night. You're a power stroke, decent back hole riding, king of beers, 18 weeks.
And Aldean there at 98Q Country. Good one today. It's cold out there this morning. It's 10, maybe cooler where you are, but we're going to get to that 40-45 mark pretty darn quick today. I would say by lunchtime. By lunchtime, we may be in that 40, 45 range already. The hourly indicator that I have indicates that we may even push 50 today. We may even push 50 degrees. Are we done with the precipitation for a while? We don't want to go too long because, I mean, we had a dry stretch there over winter. So a little, you know, just a little bit here and there, not a bad idea. Looks like Saturday, a passing shower is possible. They're going to see some freezing rain down in the central part of the state. If you're traveling Saturday morning south, just be aware that they're going to get precipitation, and they're talking about maybe some freezing drizzle down there at some point early Saturday. Temperatures in the 40s starting today, and we'll get up into the 50s next week. I don't see anything cooler than 45, 48 for the high temp for the next couple of weeks. So the return of spring. The return of spring. Wonderful. Let's get some words of wisdom to get us into this Good Friday, this 29th day of March. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Choosing when to have kids is a very personal decision, and couples wait for a lot of reasons. But many family experts agree that waiting for the perfect time may not be the best decision. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I've known couples who elected to finish their education or get their career established with a steady income before they have children. I can relate to both of those concerns. My wife and I waited until we had earned our college degrees and had good careers underway before starting a family. So there's something to be said for stability. But many couples seem to be after perfection. They're waiting for the right amount of money, the new home, and every other detail of life to be perfectly in place. But the reality is there may never be a perfect time. Life will always present challenges of one kind or another. In fact, parenting itself creates inconveniences. Parenting is all about looking outside of yourself and acting sacrificially on behalf of someone else. And that means children will always challenge our budget, our time, or our confidence as a parent. But that's not the whole story. Children bring a new dimension of joy and fulfillment to a couple's lives that can't be experienced any other way. So if you're waiting, take a deeper look at why. There may be no better time than right now to get started with your family. For more encouragement to make every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club at BJ Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. Shop your boat club located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
To celebrate everyone who's customized and saved hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, we got a savings siren that goes off every time someone saves. There it is! It's a really more savings, which really... Okay, a lot of savings. Little annoying now. Will you stop saving for 5 seconds?
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
eBay
here for the ride, go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It is going to be a little warmer today, partly cloudy, up to 45 this afternoon with wind east at 5 to 15. Clouds will increase by late afternoon with a chance of some freezing rain, and even a little snow overnight tonight. Our low down to 30. Tomorrow, some light snow in the morning. Cloudy all day with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Right now.
Q Country.
Do you love the rain? Does it make you dance when you jump with your friends at a party? What's your favorite song? Does it make you smile? Do you think of me? When you close your eyes, tell me, what are you dreaming? Everything I wanna know.